Are either of you homosexuals?
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Yeah, would they send us someplace special?
This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show, which is brought to you thanks to our friends at Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with over 150,000 titles to choose from. And for you, listeners, fans, and friends, Audible is offering you a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial so you can try out their service. So what you do is you go to audibletrial.com/cape, get yourself a free audiobook, free 30-day trial, try out their service. I just finished last week, So That Happened by John Cryer, which was cool because John Cryer narrates the book and he tells you all about Pretty in Pink and Two and a Half Men and Hot Shots, which is way underrated in the pantheon of parody movies. It's a nice little alliteration. But that I highly recommend because it's Ducky. Who doesn't want to know Ducky's life story? So once again, audibletrial.com/cape. Get yourself a free audiobook, free 30-day trial. And in the studio, once again, as always, almost always, please welcome back, of course, Candace Feltz.
Hey.
Norman Trotter.
Hey, girl.
What about the rest of us? No, forget it. And John Karunas.
Duh.
Welcome, everybody.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks, Audible.com.
Always. Thanks.
Yes. Thank you, Audible. Norman's a fan of Audible as well. Are you still working on Outlander?
I am.
Okay.
How's that going, all the sex?
There's a lot of sex in that book.
Yes.
audibletrial.com/cape. Get yourself some Outlander.
Who doesn't love it? It's even better when you listen to it, right?
Is it narrated by... Are you on airplane mode? You should be.
No. Wait, shut up.
Is it narrated by John Cryer as well?
Hot. That's hot.
Right.
When they read the sex scenes, do they like drop it and like whisper? Or is it like John Cleese reading like, and he took his girth?
No. The most comical porn of all time narrated by John Cleese.
Really? Or Candace doing her John Cleese impression.
Right. I think which is basically the best.
I think we, we need to do
John
that.
Cleese.
I'm nailing it. Impressions are my number one.
Or we could have Michael Caine narrate said novel.
Here we go.
Hey, that was good. That was a big hit. People have asked me to do more impressions on the show,
good,
actually.
You do Michael Caine.
Thanks, man.
I'll give you that. I listened to it.
I was like,
hey, were you thrown off?
I mean, I wasn't thrown off because I saw your face. But
oh,
I
well, you said you listened.
Like,
so.
Well, I also watched it.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, Abalo. Okay.
Give us yeah. You know, for the listeners, give us some of your Michael Caine narrating an erotic novel.
Michael Caine. I think normally the guests would do bits, but just for the fuck of it, yeah.
That's all yours.
You're
that's
stalling. Fine. Do the
I'm
thing.
The shh.
If I don't get turned on, I'm pissed.
Wait, so is he narrating a lesbian love scene?
I don't
sure.
Give a shit.
Yes, he is.
Okay,
now.
Yes, he is now.
Just
he is now.
Just make it hot.
Just make it hot. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Just go for it.
Okay. I can do this. Experienced voice actor.
I fell asleep, so now you've lost me.
Wow. Ready? Okay.
Go.
And that was only then that she unhooked her bra and released her luscious melons. That's right. I said melons. Michael Caine likes melons. That's right. What's wrong with women? Did I ever tell you how I met my wife, Shakira? That's right. I was home one night.
Oh, well, Shakira.
Watching TV. She's from Brazil, right? She was in a coffee commercial. Now, had I gone to the pub that night, I had I gone out with some friends, like I normally would have, I would never seen that commercial. I would never have met my wife, Shakira. That's my erotic novel. That's all I got.
That's the most romantic erotic novel of all time.
If you guys will excuse me, I need to use the restroom.
It was so gentle.
Have you just flooded your panties? And you're talking like Michael Caine.
I gotta go.
All right.
So Michael Caine, such a gentle lover.
Is Do you need a wet wipe for your tear?
Tears of pain.
So I have one of my... Never mind.
Norman doesn't appreciate my impression. You know what? Concerning especially this particular group, let me just mention, we've had some listener questions.
Oh, geez.
Questions, requests, inquiries. Let's go with that. Inquiries.
Ooh.
About the show. As we've talked about before, among the four of us, after doing an hour, we still feel like there's more in the tank and we can just keep going, frankly, for another half hour. People have asked, have you considered doing the show as like an hour and a half show? The answer is yes. Have you considered doing the show more than once a week? The answer is yes. The main reasons that it come down to why it hasn't happened as of yet, money, basically. Costs money to produce the show, costs money for the studio time and to do the live broadcast and everything else. Now, in part, you can, of course, support the show by going to signing up for the free trial at Audible. Once again, audibletrial.com/Kate.
Just give us money.
And, people have suggested, like, can we donate to the show? And I know a lot of shows have a donate button on through PayPal where people can donate or they can subscribe to do, like, a flat amount every month or every week, I believe. So that is an option that's being looked into. But basically, if the show is generating money and that would be essentially paid for because the show, as of now, has been out of my pocket, which is fine. But that's also why it's 1 hour once a week. If the show were to be generating money or... an hour and a half show or a show twice a week were to pay for itself, I'd be all for it. And I, as I've said to everybody here, I'd be all for turning this essentially into a gig for everybody where we're doing the show as a regular, as some regular thing, as a group or, you know, as just as the show has been, sometimes co-host, sometimes me and a guest, whatever. So basically support the show, spread the word, tell your friends, and that could happen, but the idea, we're open to it. Now... can't avoid the fact that today is April 20th, 420.
Wait, that was it?
That's it.
Those are all the questions?
Well, people have asked about the show itself.
I thought you were going to ask me, like, people want to know, like,
yeah, yeah,
know,
right?
I was like, waiting, like, where are these questions at? Like,
yeah. Are we supposed to be on a talk show? I'm right? into it.
So people really want to know.
Give us all the platform to talk about ourselves.
Well, look, all right, I'll tell you what, we will, since this is happening about once a month, we have yet to determine a date for May when the four of us are getting together to do this again. If you want to... ask questions to the four of us or to individuals like Norman, who is social media absent, which is fine.
Which means then, he's hiding something.
Shut up.
Seriously, the best way to do is email your questions to capethepodcast@gmail.com. And next month, we'll take some questions from you guys.
But the answer is no, you cannot fist me in the ass.
Yeah, that is no. That was a one-time offer.
Fred, Greg, Tyler, or whatever their name was.
Anyway, no.
All I remember was Albuquerque. Not really, though.
That's what it was.
Quirky.
Never forget. Oh, never. Can we just have a moment for...
Hashtag.
No.
Albuquerque.
No, we can't. Continue.
God bless America.
You know, there actually was a pretty incredible pun outside.
No.
Because...
don't.
Candace, don't.
There was... Jeez, I didn't do it.
And, no.
It's fucking socks.
Just sit back and relax.
Wait, no. Not even the socks.
It's not me. It's you. It's about you.
Yeah, actually, there was. And it's...
it's true.
Basically, we found out John's contagious. Because... there was some question as to, because the last time we planned this, you didn't make it, which was fine. Completely beyond your control, because L.A. traffic, everybody, believe it. And so there was some question as we were walking in, because we were all outside, and you weren't here yet. And there was a question about Candace showing up, and I said, for my sins, I said, can dis, because you might end up dissing the show, but...
it's awful.
That's because
awful.
Of, yeah, that's because of, pretty much because of John.
That was quite the setup for that.
John was happy.
Can.
You guys are all a bunch of fuckers, except Norman.
The last they jacked off.
I'm here.
I know you're here.
You sons of bitches. It was one thing.
It's true.
Yeah, and I heard your stupid ass pun on that night too. Can't diss.
It was funny.
No, it's stupid.
It was good.
Anyway, enough hating on me. I'm present and accounted for and on time.
You're very irritable tonight.
No, I'm not.
You were upset about my lack of
puns
eroticism.
Hurt people.
Okay, I'm always upset about lack of eroticism, not just tonight.
Touche.
You say you're going to turn me on, do it.
I made no promises.
You did. You said you were going to do it.
You said
I'm going to get hot.
Let's play it back and find out. Or was Chris backed into a corner when someone said doing erotic novels, Michael Caine, and Chris's improv skills being...
Someone.
It was a great idea.
I'm going to actually absolutely second that. Yeah. It was a fantastic idea.
All right.
You should have started it off, though. You princes of Maine, kings of New England, and then dropped the ball on that one.
It's okay.
You know, that's true.
It's the difference between a professional and an amateur.
I'm going to write from scratch an erotic novel, like in the voice of Michael Caine, for you to narrate.
Oh my God. And then it could go on audible.com.
Done.
Yes.
Done. I'm all for it.
Norman, do you want to do it?
I will do a cold reading of it. I'm going to redeem myself. I will read it cold.
I wrote one time. I remember an erotic novel.
I did. As Michael Caine.
No, it wasn't an erotic novel. I wrote like.
It's okay, I have a confession too.
Just okay.
Wait a minute.
Just tell me whether or not you understand what I'm talking about. If you've ever looked in like a Hustler or a Penthouse,
no,
never.
No, I don't.
Okay, so this is
go on.
You know, theoretically speaking,
John, I'm listening.
Go on.
I'm listening, John.
So, because I mean, like, I haven't either. So no, there's a section where it's stories. How it's like people writing like, this is the craziest thing that happened to me. And it's the most outlandish, like there's no conceivable way that actually happened. And the analogies that they use and like the synonyms, it's just like the most ridiculous story. So one time when I was working, this was when I was on a cruise ship. We had a competition between a bunch of us. And I was like, okay, you all have to write your own basically like penthouse story. And then we had to present them in a room and it was a competition. And it was one of the funniest contests ever. I think we should bring it back.
What, we each write erotic material?
And then we have to read it on the show.
Yes.
Okay.
But we're talking
But we have
like,
to exchange them. I'll read one as Michael Caine, but everybody needs to read each other's.
But there has to be like a fair amount of warning that they get really like,
oh, this is going to
be bad.
Let's do it anonymously though, and then people can pull in about whose was the best.
Right.
Yes.
And then the next time we do it.
Let's make it
like two paragraphs, like not like, because we can't.
Yeah, we're not going to eat the whole hour. Yeah. That's just weird.
Just like two paragraphs, like that's it.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty damn good show.
I'm horrified.
All right.
I'm
horrified. Let's
Why
do
are you
this?
Horrified? You like
Shut up,
erotica.
You have fantasies. Who's, be quiet.
I'm sorry.
He's
Who's
horrified because he's afraid
fantasies.
Of popping a boner in the middle of the show.
Yeah. Who's the one who mentions porn at every, and dirty, disgusting porn at every possible.
When you ask me.
No, that is untrue.
He's like, yeah, when you ask me, go ahead, ask me about porn.
Have you ever written fan fiction? Write fan fiction?
No. I can't say
did you,
it.
You obviously
absolutely
have.
Wrote
I did.
X-Files fan fiction.
Oh.
When I was like 14.
So basically like a spec script?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, basically like Mulder and Scully doing it.
Oh.
You can submit it now that the show's coming
fan
back.
Fan fiction, oh God, it's this long gone now.
This could be a gateway.
But I'm going to bring it back. Mine will
like
be fan fiction or something.
The XXX Files.
Oh, I guarantee that exists. Somebody made that in 97.
You're probably right.
I guarantee.
Like, things were so good. It was so good. And then, no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, but in real life, you're participating in this.
Yeah, you are.
Everybody Two is. Paragraphs of something erotic.
You can totally write something.
Just write an anime.
Yeah, write it. Yeah,
they have some sex in that shit.
They do with tentacles.
I know about it. So
write some tentacle sex scenes.
No.
Yes,
you have
he's
to.
He's going
to
do it. Don't worry about it.
We've all agreed on air that it's going to happen.
We're doing it and people are going to vote. We just got to figure out what the winner gets.
Dignity, but no. That won't be,
no,
won't
we'll,
be there.
We'll,
that won't
we'll
be
figure it out. We'll
the integrity
out.
And prowess. Sexual literature.
We have some more sex stuff to come back to.
Fantastic.
In a little bit.
Awesome.
Because not that it's a planned thing, but we can't not address it. But as I was saying before, today's 420, which it's not my thing, but a lot of people like it. And I'm all for legalization. Just don't partake myself, which is fine. And John's grinning.
That's just funny because you're like, I mean, I think it's fine. I just, you know.
No, I'm cool.
I mean, but it's fine. I'm all for it.
I never have, but honestly, I'm completely for legalization because I've never known any stoners who actually cause any trouble to anything. I mean, it's actually a very funny story that.
A bag of chips.
Well, that's what I mean. They'll kill a packet of Oreos, but not another person because they were loaded and went driving to an ex's house
right.
to shoot
right.
them, compared to, say, alcohol, which is very legal. So, frankly,
tastes
I'm all
delicious.
For it.
You've never smoked?
Never.
Me neither.
No, it's not my thing. I know
have
Norman
you?
Hasn't. You know, nobody needs to cop to it if you did. This isn't a, we're not vetting this. And John's born
stupid.
In.
John's
yeah.
born in California. So
you're
yeah.
both,
yeah.
you're both grew up in California, so it's redundant.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
Okay.
To correlate.
So quick to move on.
You know what I?
Because I want to hear what the man has to say.
Because
I think there's a story right there.
Yeah,
there's no story.
Is it like the roofie story?
Is it it? Then we have to move on because it's stupid.
Let's say it is.
The roofie story was legendary, but we're not going back there.
Chris,
anyways,
for continue.
The sake of moving on.
Please.
Yes.
Continue.
I'm convinced, and this isn't by coincidence that I didn't go there today, but last week I was at Taco Bell.
Oh, God.
And now I've been a fan of Taco Bell for ages, but I'm finally convinced. And today I'm sure was nothing but trouble for them. And it will be ongoing because they're open till 4 a.m. or so. But I'm convinced that Taco Bell's trying to kill us, because not only did I see a sign for the chicken and biscuit taco, which is basically a biscuit folded into a taco shape with a piece of fried chicken in the middle. There is also the waffle taco, which is a waffle folded into a taco shape with a bunch of stuff in it. And I'm just wondering who at Taco Bell is convinced we're not fat enough, because goddamn, now they're just turning anything, any food you can find basically at any other fast food joint into a taco shape and adding it to the menu. Don't get me wrong. I like the Doritos tacos. Those are really good. I don't have them on a weekly basis because, you know, bikini season's coming up. But I enjoy those.
Regular soft just tacos. Those.
Yeah. But that frightens me.
Yeah, that they're getting those menu items, like, they terrify me.
Yeah.
They terrify me.
I haven't tried those. I'm not that big a fan.
Didn't we go to KFC one time when they were doing that chicken sandwich with the two chickens?
I know what you're talking about.
Were the bread with the bacon and the cheese. We went there and I was like,
it was like,
what?
Wait a minute,
what
wasn't
the
it?
Shit? Yeah, it was really small, but like, who? What?
Instead, wait. So it was two pieces of chicken instead of a bun.
It's two fried chickens.
Instead of bread.
Patties,
presumably,
let's say.
Yeah, because it's not really like
it's not really
a portion of a chicken.
It's not really chicken.
Patties, right? With bacon and cheese in the center, served with like fries.
The coronary available for a limited
extra
time.
Extra large Coca-Cola. I was like,
that's ridiculous.
What's happening?
See, that's what I mean. Just
what's happening?
But people love it. I mean, I can't help but think, but I don't think the Taco Bell menu begs for fried chicken.
It doesn't.
I'm pretty sure they're covered as far. I mean, it's not as if you can't get chicken there anyway, but I'm just thinking, right now they have crispy chicken tacos and quesadillas and things like that. And I'm like, fried chicken, not really what I think of when I think of Taco Bell. I don't hear people crying out for this. It's just frightening that they're like, oh, you know what we really need? We need to add breading to stuff that's already fairly fatty, because a flour tortilla is like, I don't know, 180 calories.
They probably came up with that idea on 420.
I think so.
That's what
I
it really
so.
Is.
I
think what's more scary about the fact that they're creating things like that is that people are buying them.
Yeah.
And that's
do you
why
know
they
anyone who's actually ordered any of those things? I know absolutely nobody.
No one will admit
I
to
don't
it.
I don't think I know people that go to, that like do fast food for breakfast. I don't feel like I know many people that do that.
Not here.
No, I take that back. At work, there's a lot of people that do that.
Yeah.
On occasion, I have had the Taco Bell breakfast burrito a couple of times. It's good. It's filling, but
you
like
know
in
who
a pinch.
Has delicious breakfast burritos?
Who?
Sonic.
Oh.
There's like one Sonic even close to here.
I don't want to talk about Sonic. It because this state is a monopoly.
And it's in the city of Duarte.
I know, ask me why
I know that.
I know that because I drive there on occasion.
I went there.
It's also, there's one outside of Palm Springs.
Duarte's closer.
That's all, yeah.
Is it? Okay, well,
barely,
I don't have reference points.
But
see, in like out east, Sonics are like everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's magnificent.
It's like the Burger
but they have
King.
A+ breakfast burrito. I've eaten it like twice.
I'm pretty sure you can get it all hours too.
Yeah,
so
you
maybe
can.
We should. That should be a post show trip sometime. We'll just go to Sonic after the show.
Listen,
to Sonic, man.
I don't need any convincing.
I think breakfast should be eaten all the time. I think everywhere that serves breakfast should be. If you can order food, you can order breakfast.
Apparently, see, I just heard
is
about
that
this
just brunch, like all the time.
Well,
don't
no,
start on
like,
brunch.
It's like dinner.
No.
Oh.
You know what?
Almost apparent.
Apparently, I've heard McDonald's is testing this in San Diego.
Their breakfast menu all day long.
Yeah, like all hours breakfast, which, what does it hurt? Why cut off breakfast at 11 or 10:30 or whatever time it is?
You gotta fill the broom on the grill, man.
Barely.
I don't actually know.
But if that's they did, like, who are they upsetting at, you know, 10:36 who wants an Egg McMuffin? Like, is it really worth, like, what changes? It's the same grill.
I just think, like, stop hating on people that like breakfast for dinner. What's the problem?
There's a lot of us.
But people also.
Why can't I just eat waffles whenever I freaking want?
People also, what do we want? Breakfast for dinner.
What do we want? It?
All the time.
Waffles.
But people also work odd shifts. You know, it's 2015. It's not as if jobs are just 9 to 5 anymore. People work all hours. So it's not that weird that someone may want breakfast if they work overnight. They may sleep till 6 p.m.
I used to work a 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift. Yeah. And I'd wake up and I'd be like, well,
what are you doing?
I was working at a hospital.
Nice.
And I would just wake up. All I ate was cereal. Like, period, because I'd like wake up at, you know, 5 and it's morning for me basically. So I'd eat a bowl of cereal because you can't get breakfast. So then I'd eat cereal and then I'd eat cereal at work because it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I'd eat cereal when I go home because I didn't feel like cooking.
That's the one thing they do have right here. They have Jack in the Box serves breakfast all day long.
And salmonella.
And well, I'm sure it's working fine for them.
It's a good time right there. Yeah.
It is. It's a great time. A little salmonella.
Hey, salmonella is part of a balanced breakfast, you guys.
Wasn't that where you went with the tacos thing?
Yes, that
we talked
about
at the very beginning?
We need to rent a minivan and we need to find this guy. If nothing else, I want him to do commercials for this show.
Nice.
Bumpers.
Can you just get him to do an intro? Just do the intro.
Hello, you are listening to Chris Abalo's podcast experiment. So good. Anoche.
Yeah, I totally...
So
that's what
good.
I want. What's so funny? Norman, you've been unusually quiet. What's going on?
Hey, where are you?
He's plotting his two-paragraph sex story.
I bet. He's up in his brain right now figuring out.
No.
What's happening right now is Norman's like, disgusting. I just turned 30. I'm better than this.
Let's talk about that, shall we?
Right.
Let's talk about Norman's birthday. Norman is now 30, everybody.
Woo!
Which, yeah. That's right.
Sexier than ever.
Yes, this hunk of man is now 3 decades old. Congratulations.
Thanks everybody.
Proud of you, man.
Yeah.
Don't just say anything to me.
Okay. Yeah, Norman's still pissed at you. Why, Norman? Why are you upset with...
I invited you to my party. Where were you at?
You invited everybody to your party.
I invited a select few people. I could have invited more.
It was only 88 people.
Oh, come Jesus. On.
All I know is that three of the four people in this room were at that party.
Oh, that's true, right?
There are more people on the other side of the room.
Oh, gosh.
In Mission Control.
And one of the two of those was there, too.
Ah, son of a bitch, you sold me.
And
where were you?
I was jacking off again. No, I was on a double date. All right, so
jacking off again.
Well, I gotta do it sometimes.
With double date with Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson.
That's my friend's pun. Thank you, Corey. Lefty and righty.
Did you have a good time? Was she the love of your life? Or are you guys gonna get married?
I don't foresee that happening because
then fuck you.
That's the wrong answer. You're not saying the correct answer.
Just say, as a matter of fact, I proposed to her Friday night and then fucking drop it.
And it's like, so happy birthday, bam, I got engaged. One up.
Damn it.
I also just realized the fact that somehow in this equation, I got the ring.
Yeah, I was going to question that, but I was just going to let you roll.
And you know
it.
What?
It's fine.
I like the way that sounds.
It's a brand new era. Listen, a woman can propose to a
ABC
man.
ABC family,
what do you
man,
want,
a
like
new
a
kind of
princess
family.
Cut?
Oh my God, yes. Princess cut with a halo and,
like one
you know,
and a half
the,
carrots.
What are the diamonds that go down the side?
I don't know what any of this means.
The halo and the cut with the shiny.
Dude, no.
It's got carrots or something.
It's his porn.
Always
yeah,
the bridesmaid, never the bride. I couldn't tell you.
You know, I was a maid of honor one time.
Wait.
It's a true story.
Oh my God.
You mean like
you're
a Patrick
like
Dempsey movie?
Patrick Dempsey?
And I got that nickname a lot.
No shit.
Like, what's up, Patrick Dempsey? Like, thanks for calling me beautiful. Appreciate
there,
that.
There better, hang on. There better be a story here.
I was
it better not be like the roofies.
No, it was for my sister. I was her maid of honor.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. That's cool.
It was cute.
Anyway, let's go back to the fact that you
story.
Weren't at Norman's
Done.
Party.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
Because Norman took
Norman was actually fairly upset. I mean, he was way drunk, but he was still...
That's an understatement.
Ooh,
I don't know how many... Yeah.
He doesn't remember them.
He doesn't. No, he really doesn't remember.
You can tell him for him.
I will tell you this. This son of a bitch looks sexy as hell in the hottest jacket.
That's right. It looks so good.
He was off by the time I got there.
That was my fault because he was like this. And I was like, stop. Well,
it's probably had You're seven glistening. Drinks in the first hour.
No, actually, that was before three? He had any drinks in him. Oh. Actually, he was just really
You
hot.
Had three drinks an hour. At that average, you had 15 drinks. That's probably not far off.
That's actually like a damn good birthday.
Pretty accurate, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, before you blacked out, you
didn't. I didn't get to order Norman a drink till almost 1 a.m. because he always had a drink in his hand.
Well, we started off with the bartender just giving him a shot and a martini.
Okay.
That tastes like cough syrup. I tried really? It while you weren't looking.
Wait, the martini or the shot?
Oh, God, no, not the shot.
The shot was
delicious.
Do you
see the size difference between the two of us?
Well.
It's not happening. The shot smelled nice.
I'm sorry.
But the bartender brought him too. That's how
it
we started.
It smelled delicious. It looked delicious. It tasted like evil.
The shot or the martini?
Martini.
Yeah, it was not great.
No.
But it was free, so whatever.
It was true.
And he accompanied it with whiskey, so that's fine. You made up for it somehow.
I did.
Nice. Do you have any wisdom to impart on as the only other person here in their 30s? Do you have any wisdom to impart now being older? Now, the funny thing is, most people, and I've joked with friends who have been concerned about turning 30. Now, granted, Norman's birthday wasn't Friday. We just went out Friday night. And the easy joke is that I make to my friends, like, what, do you expect you're going to wake up one day and your back's going to hurt all of a sudden? Funnily enough, Norman's back was hurting Saturday because he was picking everybody up as they were leaving and giving them a friggin' bear hug.
And That's my drunk tell.
And he, well, according to him, I wasn't there when he woke up, but he said his back was killing him. And I said, you were lifting everybody up. That's why. So there may have been a little moment where he thought, oh shit, I'm 30. I'm falling apart. But
I thought I drunkenly fell on the ground something, or I don't remember.
Well, that happened too. You were there. How do you know?
With your fiance.
Just go with the fact that you have such brute strength. You were just lifting everyone.
You were lifting everybody up. I was offended that I didn't get lifted up, but I mean, you don't even wait.
You don't.
Drunk.
It's intense. Like bone crushing.
Is it?
Did I give you...
Didn't pick me up. You weren't that far gone. No, I mean, you gave me one of your hugs, but I'm used to that at this point.
Norman, I didn't need to be there because you always lift me up.
Oh, God.
And kill you.
Yeah.
In here.
Thanks, Josh Groban. Oh, jeez.
That was a heart attack.
That was pretty hot. Cat flight. You two just had.
Whatever, you missed your birthday. It was awesome.
I'm sure it was.
It was magnificent.
Let's talk about birthdays, specifically your gifts. Well, first, John, would you mind showing your socks to the audience if we can go to the guest? Can you, Norman, lean back?
Lean back, Norman.
Lean back, so he doesn't like kick you in the face.
Damn.
Now there's the anchor. Yeah, give us give us a little more leg.
There you go.
Please.
I don't even know if that can be seen right now.
If he farts,
I think so.
That was fake.
Hey, it's live, so anything could happen. I don't know if I have one on here.
If you do this.
Oh, that's close enough.
Wow. Check your asshole.
That was awful. Dad, did you eat glass?
Good God.
It's tearing my insides
apart. Jack in the Box breakfast.
If I hadn't eaten those two chicken patties with bacon and cheese in the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the socks, pretty hot. Norman, you got some socks as
I
well,
did.
And you wore them. If you wouldn't mind giving a slow reel, can you get your, are you limber enough to kind of get your leg up on the table?
He's plenty limber.
I will kick you in the face.
Okay.
Now is that, now do a slow reveal. Now, they say sassy.
Not pussy.
But as Norman's lifting up his pants leg to show them off.
Back down.
John,
because he gets
just
to
a
this,
little bit.
He gets to this part.
Yeah, she's
right
SSY.
There, and all I see is SSY. I was like, Norman, did your socks say pussy?
Like, Norman's been fooling us all this whole time.
Yeah, these are my snatch socks.
Norman's like, I live for pussy. But he doesn't really. Norman hates my impression of him, by the way.
He lives from it.
It is like a fairy. What is that about?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't understand. What?
You don't talk like that.
What? Yes, I do. All the time. What? That's totally Norman.
No.
I'm gonna disagree with you.
All right.
Oh. Yeah, Chris, you're stupid.
Mine's better than John's.
Yes. You're probably
John's say I will say that.
So that's, I have two on John, the ass and the Norman impression.
Yeah,
so,
damn it.
Yeah. Although John's engaged, so he's got that on me.
He's a really great guy.
Anyway, the sassy socks. Wait, what?
What?
Have came courtesy of myself and Sherry. Sherry Bass, who you all know. She's been on the show a couple of times.
Sherry.
Hey, girl.
We put together a whole basket of things. Well, she put it together. I just paid her half of it. Would you mind showing everybody your... Somebody put them on the goddamn table. I don't care who. We need to see this.
The gifts courtesy of
yes. Now,
Papa Balo and Mama Sherry.
If for some reason you're watching this with a child, for fuck's sake, please turn this video off.
Preface it?
Yeah, right?
But yes. Well, I want to put them, because look, language isn't going to do as much damage as what's in that basket. So
it's a rainbow. Children love rainbows.
It's the rainbow to end all rainbows.
All right, let's do it.
Let's see it, Norman. Now,
well, should it go small first?
Save the best for last.
Should it go big?
Always go big.
Well, first, I must say my favorite kind of chocolate is white chocolate. So I have a
it is.
Tiny jar of white chocolate dicks.
Yeah. Can you, Candace, put those up in the camera, please, so we get a good...
I haven't let them melt in my mouth yet. I won't even try them.
Well, really there delicious. We go.
White chocolate.
Nice.
So that is.
You know what?
I'm on fire right now. Out of your...
It's not your birthday anymore.
Can we shut off John's mic, please?
just kill John.
He's cut off.
John's
forever.
He's gonna sidle up next to me and use his mic.
You can't stop it.
End the pain.
Okay. They actually do, but hang on. Now, this has nothing to do with John, but at the Hustler Store, we got to Hustler Hollywood, the much talked about Hustler Hollywood. For the last month, we've been talking a lot about that. They actually do have red candy called Dickerish. At the Hustler Hollywood store, and that's right out of the John Carunas playbook. So
I dig that.
He had nothing to do with it, but
don't help him.
White cocklet is right in line with. Anyway, what else you get?
You helped him.
Patent Norman. Pending.
Are you sure?
Candace is looking at those really closely.
Oh.
They're circumcised. So
then I have a margarita flavored penis. Because I do like margarita. I don't know.
If you like margaritas and penis. So.
Right?
It's true.
It's a win.
It's true, guys.
When you eat this, can you smell it?
What?
I just want to smell it.
Crack it open now.
I just want to smell it. What it smells like.
You can open it.
It's dick cheese.
I've seen dick cheese.
Yeah, dick cheese.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's a real thing.
It's not a margarita.
Anyway. Wait, this explains a lot about you. It's like, what? Wait, dick cheese. I can't do it.
I worked in medicine.
No, I know you did. Totally joking. Wait, hang on.
That was funny. I worked in medicine.
Yes. So dick cheese is a real thing and it stinks. Go. Smegma. It's a thing. Moving on.
Go on.
Do your thing.
I appreciate you, Candace.
You're welcome. I love you as well.
Dick cheese.
Oh, yeah. It's real.
Dick cheese.
Can I watch you eat this?
Can you eat it now.
You can forfeit your 2-paragraph story if you eat this sensually in front of me.
Do you like being in like a dark room in velvet chairs?
I concur.
Just the two of us.
Because I would like that.
Okay.
Wait, no. This has to happen. No, this has to happen on the show. We're talking about show content.
You don't have a dark room with velvet chairs.
He eats a dick on the show or he writes porn. Yeah, those
the
are your
choice
options.
Is yours.
I tried to help you.
You're supposed to be helping me.
I tried to help you.
No. Just gonna bring up the magic cock dick rainbow.
Yes.
Penis.
Well, that was too good to resist.
Is that like a lollipop?
Yes.
Nice.
I like to think if I had a penis, that's what it would look like.
Take a look.
It's probably delicious.
You'll be like, wow.
Like if rainbows. I was like, every morning I'd be like, yes.
Try it on.
Try it on.
Now it's tainted.
I didn't.
Get it?
Oh.
You're going to go
you
there.
You said it. You said it. I didn't even say it.
What is this even made of?
It's made of magic and dick.
Yes, it's unicorns. Made of sugar and
is it a lollipop?
Sugary goodness.
Yeah.
It is a lollipop.
It's like a drag.
Now, that's the funny part, because a friend of mine who will remain nameless for the sake of guys not running screaming away from her did actually suck the head right off of that thing. Like it popped off.
So I want to be careful.
In like, what, 20 seconds? Wow.
I don't know how long it took, but that's the reason she is remaining nameless, because I don't want
to. Sounds like she needs to work on her technique.
Or right? Maybe not.
So realistic.
That's a game changer.
I hope it has like a gooey center.
As long as it's not like squirting my face.
Well, something needs to be eaten on the show. I realize that makes me sound vaguely gay, but you know, something obviously needs to be, you got to crack open
it?
Something.
Is that all? That's all? Just that's eat a tiny dick chocolate. I'll eat one with you.
I do want to try this actually.
Well, go ahead. In the meantime, John and I are going to talk about something else.
In the meantime, Audible.com.
Yes. Boy, are they going to appreciate it.
You're right.
Having this, there have to be worse shows that they
have. Dick with me, okay?
Do you want to?
Let's, can we cheers our dicks?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, but like
sword. Wait, balls please do. First? Like, or was, like the head
no, first? Like just, sword fighting.
Like sword fighting? Like,
like cheers.
You kids have a good time now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Look at
that. Like, let me smell it first.
He washed up.
Is it okay?
It smells like white chocolate, I bet.
You don't know. You've had a dick in your mouth before. So stupid.
You've got me there.
Do you see how differently we both ate that? I bit the head off.
Well,
to drive, like, yeah.
It's because you're
sucked it.
Man hater.
Put his hands behind his back while eating it. And Candace was like, gently... It was good.
What?
It's not a bad dick.
It's because it's made of candy.
One of the better ones I've had in my life.
How many is that in total now? It's like, well, one candy. No, okay, two candy.
For the record, I'm not a gold star. Not a gold star.
What's a gold star?
I'm a gold star.
Yes, you are.
Yay!
What does that mean?
Yeah.
A gold star.
No, we want to know.
Is a gay who's only ever been with a member of the same sex.
Oh, it's like perfect attendance.
Sure.
Sure.
Nice.
Perfect gay attendance. You've only shown up for the same gender. So then if congratulations.
A gold star means like you've only been with your kind exclusively.
Yeah, monkeys.
Monkeys.
Well,
you're a monster.
No, I'm talking about like a T-Rex isn't going to like bang a Stegosaurus. Like T-Rexes go T-Rex. That's a gold star T-Rex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's no what I'm saying. No one's
a gold star, though. He's never been with a woman.
Nope.
Okay. You're a gold star too?
No.
You're not. Oh, so what does that make you? Like a muggle?
Bisexual.
Nice. I didn't know. Yeah, we were talking in terms of like stickers. Gold star.
Do you come in that? Silver like, or bronze?
Yeah.
No. There's not a thing.
There's not a thing.
So
you're
just
gold star,
star
you're not.
Is the only.
Yeah. Okay. That's why it's a gold
a
star.
I don't know. Like the Olympics.
Like, yeah. Bobby, like, oh, I touched you.
This
oh,
is not a sporting event.
You suck.
It's always a game.
Oh, God. I'm going to slap you with this dick.
Hey, that's a colorful penis.
This thing is not.
If you have to get slapped by one, like, John, yeah, it's, that it's may heavy. Be the one. Did you. John, check it out. It's a pretty. It's a legitimate.
You could do other things.
Norman, let him play with it. No, okay, that's pretty hot.
Come on, let him.
Great.
Let him
see. Can I see your rainbow penis, Norman, please?
Whip out your real dick.
I'm done with this.
Whip out your real dick.
I don't know. I'm going to sample that. I'm pretty sure. All right.
It's so firm in my hand.
Close your hand. Slowly.
Follow the YouTube link at chrisabob.com to check out the video, folks. But this is going to be pretty cool. What's the matter? John, you're looking at this very, very intently.
I am, because it's like, it's anatomically correct. It's even got,
it has
you know,
a
like
slit.
The little fold and the cut in on the bottom. First of all, this is a circumcised candy penis. And I know that.
Yes.
Okay?
It is. Congratulations. There's no sweater on that penis.
This thing is 98% of your total carbohydrates.
It's also made it's of food coloring and sugar.
Jeez. That's true.
This candy's really giving you the shaft. I'm done. I'm going to show myself out.
You know what? That's enough.
I'm going to show myself out.
Yeah, give me the hand.
I'm not even going to take credit. That was bad.
Thank you.
That's a new one. That's a new one.
That was an audience killing themselves.
That
was
awesome. That's enough.
I'll give more bad ones just to hear that reaction.
Sweet.
I want to know who that is. I've never hit that one before. Oh, wait. Hang on. There's one that might be applicable.
Practicing.
Reckon see dick.
What's that from?
That's Will Ferrell.
Anchorman?
Do it again?
No.
Hey, Derek. Reckon see dick.
Oh, that's Step Brothers.
Oh, is it Step Brothers?
Step Brothers.
Oh.
Okay.
I never saw that one.
Step Brothers. You missed out. That's one of the best. Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Catalina wine mixer.
It's the Catalina fucking wine mixer.
It's a fucking Catalina wine.
John, run.
Bees. I like that. I like that card in Cards Against Humanity.
What's that?
Bees. That's a card you can play. Bees.
Yeah, I know that one. I love Cards Against Humanity.
Like a question mark?
Like bees? Yeah. Like it's a question.
You never played Cards Against Humanity?
That's how you ask it. Bees.
We should play that on
it's Carrie's favorite card. Oh my god!
I don't know if anyone wants to watch people play Cards Against Humanity though. It's like.
People pay money to watch other people play video games.
That's okay. Point taken.
That is weird.
Point taken. I think in the realm of like Cards Against Humanity versus us reading erotic fiction we've written. Sorry.
I think now
took a hard left on that one.
I would like to modify.
Took a hard left on
that's not the first hard left taken
sorry,
tonight.
I read something earlier about autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah. We went real dark real fast.
I was reading about a serial killer. Anyway.
Let's not. I don't want to go that far. Except for Johnny can do it if he wants to.
I know.
Chris is mad at us.
No, I'm not mad. I get to just sit back when you guys are here. It's great. You guys are like, I get to go on autopilot.
I just want Candace to explain more.
About autoerotic asphyxia.
Okay, listen, I was bored. So I was looking at, movies that are getting released this weekend. And one of them was about one of the women that guy Ariel Castro kidnapped. And I forgot who he was. So I Googled him and read about him, and he died. He hanged himself in his jail cell. Uh-huh. And they initially, they ruled it a suicide, and then somebody was like, no, it was autoerotic asphyxiation. And then the coroner came back and was like, no, it's a suicide.
Oh.
And that's what happened. I wasn't reading about it. Like, I didn't plan on.
Likely story.
Wow.
That's what everybody says when they accidentally mention autoerotic asphyxia.
50 Shades of Candace.
Oh. Ends in murder?
I guess.
Sure. You've met me.
Man, we went there.
Yeah, we did. Real. We definitely did.
It's because we switched seats, so we took a hard left. Hey, Chris, can you and I do a show where we just do an entire show of playing ridiculous songs we have?
You know what's funny? People have said that. Are you going to play more stuff from your phone? Because that's that did come in pretty handy with the show that just Norman and I did, actually. We played quite a few. I played a couple songs. And it happened with you and I.
Were you drunk?
I'd be fine with it. No, he wasn't. Actually, he asked if he should be drunk, and I said, no, please be sober. I do have a news story that was sent to me, by the way. And once again, fans, you can also send news stories in, email stuff in if you want to hear us banter about it, capethepodcast@gmail.com. News story.
Thank you, okay.
Well, it's one of the things, what, nude story you thought
I said? I thought
you said news story. Oh, no, news. This comes from Seattle Times. A semi-truck rolled Friday morning, spilling a load of bees worth $92,000 on Interstate 5 at the Interstate 405 interchange near Linwood. Brace yourself, John. You can see the fear in his eyes. Look at him.
That's not okay with me.
A semi-truck rolled early Friday, spilling a load of honeybees on the Interstate 5 medium at the Interstate 405 interchange near Linwood. The driver of the truck was not injured in the crash. Beekeepers were on site within an hour of the 3:30 a.m. wreck to round up the honeybees, according to the Washington State Department of Transportation. As temperatures warmed and the bees became more agitated, firefighters sprayed a mixture of foam and water on the hives to slow down or kill some of the bees. Television reporters swatted at swarms of insects around their cameras, and clumps of bee carcasses littered the roadway. Everybody's been stung, said Sergeant Ben Lewis of the State Patrol. This is a first. No shit. It doesn't say that in the article. That's me commenting. A towing company was able to right the truck and pull it away. Lewis said the truck was exiting. Doesn't matter. Whether speed was an issue. The Evertune truck held 448 hives with as many as 14 million bees, Leary said.
That's
John's
crazy.
As red
14
as...
14 million bees.
I have two things. First of all, I just want to congratulate the most capable general of all time. Like, imagining all of these bees flying around and somebody's like, General, any comments? I'm like, everybody's getting stung.
What a statement.
Astute observation. And this is the first time in my life I didn't know bees got transported like prisoners. Like, I didn't know you could have like a truck of bees. Like, what are you hauling back there? Bees. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. I just learned so much.
But you're all for it. Now that you know this is how they're...
But they killed some of the bees.
Everybody's getting stung.
Honeybees aren't
that accent either, but...
Honeybees aren't dangerous.
He said it's so upset.
That's
I'm
a great
sorry.
Name for this episode.
Everybody's getting stung. I'm imagining him ending with like, over here. Like, everybody's getting stung over here. Like,
or it's like that infamous scene with Nicolas Cage and Wicker Man.
The bees! Not the
peace.
But yeah, that sucks, man.
We saved 128 hives before the sun came up and it got too nice. Leary said an excavator and dump truck were needed to remove the beehives from the roadway. The wreck was cleared early Friday afternoon, he said, noting that he had about six bees in his patrol car. The tractor was totaled, according to the news release from the State Patrol. Its trailer suffered about $750 in damage.
This sounds like the beginning of Jumanji 2.
Yeah. Emmerich said about 70% of commercial beekeepers bring their hives down to California to pollinate almonds. Uh-oh, they were heading here. Aren't you happy they got overturned in Seattle?
California is a large
state. This is my fundamental conflict. They frighten me, okay? But, whoop, I lost it. But they're so incredibly necessary. Like, this world doesn't exist without them.
Totally.
But they've just historically just been such assholes to me, like, individually. Bees and I don't care for each other, but it's like, I understand your presence is needed here.
However,
I get that. I get that.
If that happens.
And then the bees came out after that.
This is a great late night show, by the way.
Have your asshole?
What?
That was the fart noise earlier, the bees came out of your asshole.
Wasn't the other one like more harsh and there's like an explosion and going on?
It sounded like somebody dropped like a tray of glasses in a restaurant. What?
I read an article the other day about, my mom told me about the story. I didn't hear about it. Apparently some dude stole a horse and then took off running on the horse and the cops chased him down on horseback. And then they ended up beating the shit out of him after he was like already cuffed or whatever. Like, it was kind of a mess, right? Okay. So he falls off the horse that he stole. And I'm reading this article and it's like going into all this detail and how it's like the cops, you know, abusing power, blah, blah, blah. And in the article, there's a sentence that said, "The horse stood idly by."
Well, okay.
What? And then there's a video attached to it, and sure as shit, this guy's getting the life beat out of him by all these cops, and there's the horse.
Standing
fucking
idly by.
Idly as shit, standing by.
Did it have, like, vengeance in its eyes?
He was just like this.
The horse
and a cop
like,
came
God
over and was
it,
like,
Gary.
You know, petting, like, you know, on his shoulder or whatever, and the guy's just getting the shit beat out of him, and there's the horse. But I'm like, who wrote that? And also, who approved it? Hey, guy gets the shit beat out of him by 14 cops as a horse stood idly by doing nothing.
Well, it's well written.
But it's, yeah.
Right?
It's very proper grammar.
Great job.
So first of all, it's like, you wrote that pretty well.
I got another quote for you.
Go.
And the horse stood idly by. That's another good name for this. This is going to be a tough one to name. Walter Shepard, a professor of entomology at Washington State University.
Bugs. Studying bugs.
Here's what he said. Yeah.
Break it down for everybody.
Got you.
Well done.
Because the paragraph for that is honeybees rarely sting people unless you disturb them or they feel the need to defend their colony. If a honeybee stings, it'll die. I couldn't imagine it being a public health menace, but it's a big nuisance, said Shepard. 14 million bees. That's a big nuisance.
Well, she was pretty annoying, you know? Yeah.
Everybody's getting stung.
Everybody's getting stung.
That's what people in Seattle talk, apparently. They talk like New York cops. Hey, everybody's getting stung over here.
It's a bunch of transplants.
What the fuck?
Right?
Yeah.
One day I'm going to throw bees at you.
That's a whole
you're
bunch of...
You're going to throw bees at me.
That's so a whole bunch of dead ones, if you want to see. That's a lot of dead bees.
I just imagine you, like, Scott Pilgrim. Like, able to, like...
Right? Like, it's his specialty move.
Get the bees to go directly in his eyes. Like, and then it goes...
And then they just kind of, like, create their own, like, cloud
like
around my head.
Bees in your eyes.
Yeah.
Ant-Man's going to scare the shit out of John. He's not going to go see that.
That's not going to be cool, but... Yep. I mean, the fact that you have the ability to do that, that'll be cool. I'll be like, that's awesome, guys!
You run for cover.
Yeah.
Put on a goalie mask. Oh, the eyes are open! Yeah.
And it's raining spiders in Brazil.
What, really?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
No.
Dude, look that up when you're done here.
All right.
I don't remember where, but there's a whole article about like, it's just raining spiders somewhere.
It sounds like we need to burn Brazil down.
For more reasons than one.
Yeah. Just like gasoline. I'm like, sorry guys, no.
Yeah. And there's a video and it's in a house.
Yeah.
And it's just spiders everywhere.
Video is the first thing that came up.
It's like a scene out of Arachnophobia, dude. It's crazy.
It's like the rapture is coming.
See, I'm imagining Godzilla right now. People running around screaming. Right.
Godzilla was a lizard.
That would be my reaction. Spiders.
That's what I would probably do. And like spiders don't scare me, but to see them falling out of the sky, different ballgame.
Pretty scary.
I think there's like a level of like bleh.
Mm-hmm. You make that face too.
Well, when you say it like that.
Well, if they're like falling from the sky, you throw up, run, faint, wake up, repeat the process.
No, stop. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
We go underground.
Wait, this is 2013. I'm finding stories from 2013. I'm not finding anything.
If I was cutting spiders,
Maybe it's the video of the house.
There is a video
of the house. That's what's new, I think. Or is that from 2013, too?
So it's February 2013.
So basically what's happened is John's brought a story that's 2 years old to the table.
Oh, nice
it's
going,
still 2013,
John.
Damn it.
You ruined everything.
Recently seen it, so I thought it was a new thing.
Okay, that's fair.
So you thought
it didn't
read?
It has only recently come to my attention.
God damn it.
I'm
going to play it. It's on my monitor, Cheyenne. If we can,
I'm going to freak out.
I'm living in the past.
Can we pipe it in from this computer or no?
I'm going to hold you.
Yeah? Okay. God. Oh, well, it's coming through the
technical difficulties.
Oh, just to see the video. Is it possible?
There's some things.
There's no spiders. This is good.
That's fine.
Then there's a ton of snakes.
Oh, it's not going to come on the screen? Okay,
see, snakes, I'm okay. Like, spiders, I'm really okay. But to see them in mass, like, quantities, not cool.
Like, anything?
Anything in mass quantities.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, like, anything in mass.
That's French fries?
Lollipop penises? That's bad news.
Bring them.
For me?
Oh, wow. This is pretty crazy. I mean, I have the video right out. We'll do everyone a favor. Look for the Cape 46 post on chrisabalo.com, and I will post this video that raining spiders in Brazil. If you haven't seen it already, which 1,137,000 if you have. But
and I want to apologize because I thought it was a new thing. I didn't know it was 2 years old.
No, everything is come out on the internet.
Not accepted.
And then instead of donating money to Cape, you can send your therapy bills to Chris Abalo.
No.
After you watch
it's completely
that video.
Voluntary. Completely voluntary.
I will not watch this video.
You'll see it.
You don't. It's so bad. I've seen it. It's really like.
They don't look like scary spiders, but the fact that there are just millions of them is like.
Wait, have you seen? There's a video on the internet. I don't know how old it is. It's like, it looks like a hairball almost. It's about yay big, size of a golf ball. Somebody goes and pokes it with a stick, and literally thousands of spiders just come crawling out.
It's
literally like something outside of.
Kill it with fire.
It's like the birds.
I'm just going to call John Goodman like they did in Arachnophobia.
Yeah.
He's going to save the day.
John Goodman saves the day pretty much all the time. In Flight, he saved the day by bringing drugs.
I didn't see that yet.
Ah, well.
Saves the day in Argo.
There you
go. Wow, spoiler.
Watch
you
Flight.
Don't know how.
Flight's a good movie.
Flight with Denzel. It's on Netflix, I think.
It is, yeah.
Well, watch that. Maybe
check it out. It's there you go. Saddle up with some Jameson.
Because you've had so much coffee. You'll be up for
that. Actually, you will be. Did you finish that coffee that you had?
I did.
Nice.
See, but I can do that. I can have coffee and then like I can go to bed.
You drink a craft of coffee and just go to sleep.
Okay. Pretty much,
but can you drink a bottle of wine?
Yeah. Yeah. There's not much.
Okay,
can't
so
drink.
That's another challenge.
Okay.
Next month.
I'm not gonna play in that one. I'm gonna sit that one out.
All right. You can coach.
I cannot drink a bottle of wine.
I don't.
You well, can. You just
I mean I can.
To. The power is within you, Candace.
I'll barf.
There can only be one Highlander.
I'll barf.
Yeah, I probably can't drink that much either.
I could. I just don't
I mean,
want
I,
to.
Physically, could I? Yeah, I probably wouldn't. Mm?
Don't you dare talk to me like that. I was at your birthday party.
You were.
And you are twice the size of me.
This is very true.
That's true.
Then, you know, I guess, you know.
I could drink half a bottle of wine. That's equivalent.
I know. That's the moral of the story. It's just, I'm a bad guy.
Just fuck John, guys.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Get your rainbow dick.
Yeah, I bend you over with my pants up.
Right. I deserve it.
Oh.
Now that's a
there's the erotic novel you can read in Michael Caine's voice.
Okay. No, I want to raise the stakes for that. I think everybody needs to do a character.
I will.
I'm so.
No.
Does anybody do impressions other than me?
No.
You guys
just
have
not
it
on demand.
No.
They kind of like they happen sometimes.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have some more impressions.
That is a weak spot.
What do you want to up the stakes, though?
No, that's everybody reads it in character. If I'm going to read it in Michael Caine, I thought everybody could, but
you don't have to read it in Michael Caine.
Yeah, but who wouldn't want to hear that?
Can you just read the dirty words in Michael Caine's voice?
That's all right. Yeah.
Okay. Like you can go like Chris, Michael Caine.
That's fine.
Like the sentences that are like you know,
caulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girth.
Which is. You're not going to write any of that in yours. Or maybe you will.
You don't know.
Maybe you will. You might surprise us.
Why? Because I'm marrying a lady. I don't get to have...
fantasies about penis? Gee, I can't imagine why
thing.
That...
in my thing.
I'm not saying...
Why did that cross my mind?
I'm not saying I have fantasies about it. I'm just saying, why can't I write erotic fiction that involves a man?
You can write erotic fiction.
That's why it's called
country, guys.
Fiction.
Free country.
I wouldn't have thought that would have been what you were going for. But if you choose to, sure.
Maybe it's a strap-on. Bye.
And Candace wins this week's show, everybody. Well, that's that.
That's it.
Actually, it is it. Did we learn anything? What did we learn this week?
Norman's 30 and beautiful. John's an asshole.
He's a John for being a dick.
Surprise.
Candace is wonderful.
I'm not a gold star.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a muggle.
You're a muggle.
Vagina muggle.
This is how John farts.
Run for your lives, people.
I think I got a glass shard in my eye.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I like it.
Why are you like 5 minutes delayed on that?
Because I had a picture for
him. No, I'm like, I got a shard in my eye. He's like.
Wait, there was some, where's that, that drum music? Damn it. I've never found that again.
Wait, that I think it's awesome been removed. Song you were playing?
Yeah, when I was doing the anime as Michael Caine, it's gone.
Oh.
That Japanese drum thing, which is how it was labeled.
Sorry.
No, I thought you were talking about that song that you played that I really liked.
Which one? Oh, Ancient Forest of Elves?
Yes.
Can we go out on that?
God. I really am into that.
So what, John, what did you learn this week? Let's go one at a time.
I already knew Norman hates me. Oh, I learned that you transport bees in trucks.
Oh,
like very
cargo.
Good.
You learned a legit thing.
Like prisoners.
I really
you.
Did.
Are you more at ease knowing that they're basically sent in an armored car? That they're transported? I mean, with
no,
the exception of when they jackknife.
These things can also tip over, spilling out a quote-unquote 14 million. So no, I'm not more at ease about that.
Because that happens. Everybody's getting stung.
Right? Everybody's getting stung. That's what I learned.
Norman, what did you learn this week?
I learned I can hire a man to drive bees to John's apartment.
Good luck
a
finding
a semi-truck filled with bees. Good. Candace, what did you learn?
That apparently my friend Norman's a murderer.
He might not die. He could live. I don't know.
Wait, are you allergic? I don't remember if we talked about that.
You know what? I was. I haven't been stung since I was a kid, so I don't know if I've grown out of it or not.
Oh, okay.
I think that you know, like every 7 years your body chemistry changes.
What's so hilarious?
Screw you, man. I don't know if I am anymore.
I think it's because he doesn't know.
Right. Well, you know.
That fear is still there.
I've never tested like, man, it's
you
been a long time.
You should probably get an EpiPen just in case.
Yeah. I don't know.
Keep one on you at all times because Norman is going
to. I don't believe I am anymore, but I don't have any like empirical evidence.
You better watch your back.
I know.
Yeah.
Whatever. He's dead to me.
What did you learn, Chris?
You might be dead to him, though.
I guess.
If this bee action happens. I learned that I need to brush up on my improv skills because I cannot improvise an erotic fiction.
Go now.
Off the top of my head. I can't. I stumbled through the anime as Michael Caine. Erotic, kind of weird.
Yeah.
Can't exactly do it.
It's okay. It's something to work on.
It is something to work on.
You did. It's the only time I've ever seen you stumble.
Yeah, which is weird. I'm normally not at a loss for words, but it just all of a sudden, it could be the fact that my sister's sitting in Mission Control. Maybe that made it at least slightly weird.
No.
She's an adult.
Yeah. She is an adult.
She's fine. She's
but
like,
maybe,
yeah.
Now that I'm thinking on it, maybe that was part, maybe she's part of the problem. You guys are going to jump to her defense, though,
that's
so that's
very
not gonna
rude,
work.
And you're not part of
that's
the
that's not rude.
Right, I well, get she it. Can you don't want to talk about dirty things.
No, I'm just saying, you're right. I blanked. I actually was at a loss at the moment.
Carol's in. She's writing a fiction, too.
Are you?
She looks like
you do you want to say something? Do you want to address the pet? Did you learn anything this week as an observer? Cheyenne, pipe her in. Can you? Let's hear it. Did you learn anything this week, Carol, my sister, who's been on the show, Cape 31, everybody?
What's that?
What did you learn this week? Anything? Anything at all? You say nothing because
I
would
know.
Be surprised.
Well, actually, I'm surprised you were kind of stumped by the lack of Michael Caine-ism, too.
It's weird,
apparently,
right?
Apparently, that's my fault now. So.
No, I'm not saying it's your fault, but I mean, as much as you've known me, it's kind of weird that I just had nothing. That's rare.
That was surprising.
That's rare, I got to say. All right, thanks. You can shut her off now, Shannon. Thanks. That's enough.
I look forward to your fiction, Carol. Yeah.
She's not writing a fiction. Not for this show. She can get her own goddamn show if she wants fiction. I'm a terrible brother and friend because all I did was buy my gay friend penises for. His birthday.
No jewelry whatsoever.
Person. No jewelry. Not a princess cut diamond or whatever the hell
and this
it was.
Got when he got married and shit.
Congratulations on your nuptials, by the way.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Once again, everybody, you can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Cape Pod. Follow me at Chris Abalo on Twitter. Chris sells out on Instagram. Candace at LeShark26 on Twitter and Instagram. Norman, you can't follow anywhere except to the bar if you're going to buy him drinks. John, you can follow only if you have a beehive with you, apparently. But on Instagram, you can follow remotely. Hey, it's John K. On, once again, Instagram at audibletrial.com/cape. Once again, if you guys help us to make longer shows or more frequent shows happen, it could happen. So please spread the word. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe on YouTube. And all your links are at chrisabalo.com. So until next time, for John Karunas, Norman Trotter, and Candace Felt, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment. See you next week.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us. Something seriously wrong with us.